Their harmony is striking. Their arrangements, exquisite.
Tell the night it's dark. Tell your eyes it's dark.
I spoke with Natalie and Allison of Joseph.
2017, Stay Awake, Moonlight Mile.
Stones. Okay, this is Allie here, and basically what happened was we got the opportunity to open for James Bay, and basically we were all standing in his tour bus talking, and he was making this joke, telling this story about this person he'd been talking to who couldn't name all of the Beatles, and I was like, ha ha, kind of like laughing, trying to be like, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't ask me what all of their names are because I have no idea. And I kind of started to blush because I was starting to get really nervous. I was sweating. And then he looked at me and he was like, wait, do you not know all the names of the Beatles? And I was like, ah. And
busted.
So I know, busted. He and I ended up having like a really amazing conversation about everything, and he made me this whole playlist. When I got to the Rolling Stones, I came across the Sticky Fingers record, and I was like, okay, this is really cool and not what I was expecting the Stones to sound like. And I heard Moonlight Mile and was really drawn to it. Natalie was like, okay, we got to come up with a cover to sing. And I was like, well, why not this beautiful song of the Rolling Stones that I just learned? And so it all kind of went from there.
The way you all do that, that is truly magnificent.
Thank you.
I got silence on my radio.
And then you guys knock it out with Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
That was a suggestion by the guy who runs our label, John Salter. And I knew that song just from the general zeitgeist, but I hadn't really listened to the lyrics. And the thing that really struck me is he says something about making the most of freedom and pleasure. That resonated with me as each day I kind of wake up and think, okay, what can I do for all of the horrible things that are going on in the world that I feel bombarded by constantly every day? And you kind of have to just do the thing that's in front of you and find ways that you can help however you can, but also be present where you are and enjoy the things that you have and make the most of the resources that you have. I ended up writing another verse, and that really feels like the only answer I can come up with to everything going on.
Make the most of freedom and pleasure. All I know is take care of each other. An open door, a seat at the table. There's enough to go around.
Moving ahead to 2016, I'm Alone, No You're Not. The song Planets.
I love that song. That was really a kind of a poem that Megan wrote.
It was straight out of her journal.
Yeah, she had written that down.
So my sister found the quote for Planets, and it turns out it was Jack London. So the quote says, I would rather be ashes than dust.
I forget. I believe she had that melody in her head, and we just kind of started singing it together, and I played an E chord, and it just built from there. I love that, too. I love the wonder in it. That was our, I think we really learned when writing that song how we wanted to arrange vocals and how we wanted to kind of weave in and out of each other with the harmonies. And that's kind of the beginning of the signature thing that we've done.
Good Luck Kid. How about that one?
That one, what came from me entering my 30s. for me personally, kind of losing my religion and feeling like a total old person when it came to social media and the internet, and kind of like a, what are these kids doing these days kind of attitude. Just truly feeling overwhelmed. I was talking about that to my husband, Chris, and he was like, yeah, it's like the universe stopped the car, tossed you the keys and said, good luck, kid. As we've sung it more and more, it's really also been a bit of a mantra to myself. I feel like I'm talking to the little child version of myself that's still inside of me. It's a vote of confidence, and it helps me have compassion for myself to recognize I'm doing my best. And the song is kind of a hug around the neck and a you can do it. Yes.
Joseph's new album, Good Luck Kid, drops tomorrow, Friday the 13th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Lang.